Next, you can read what you like into the words of an accomplished musician. We sometimes listen to musicians in their own words, and this morning we meet a percussionist who specializes in the tabla. That's a pair of small drums of Indian origin. And this young percussionist learned from Usted Alurica, the tabla player who worked with the popular Indian musician Ravi Shankar. She's taken what she learned to unlikely venues like Afghanistan and on tour with a group called Porno for Pyros. The young tabla player's name is Sufala.
There are two drums, and they're meant to be played together as if it's one drum. The low end, we have these closed sounds, and the open. And you know, by bending with your hand, you modulate and create different tones. And on the other drum, you also have all these closed type of sounds, depending on which area you play in. And then you have the open sounds. So together, it was even more. I studied with Alaraka in Bombay. I go there every winter, so I was with him for about 8 years or so. Sometimes with Alaraka, I would just sit in the balcony in the morning time and have some chai, and he would start counting, start thinking of something in his mind, and then recite it to me. You know, everything has a verbal connotation. It's a language. So you might recite a rhythm. Like this, or whatever came to his mind. And I'd have to learn it and memorize it, and then I'd go back to my room and practice it on the tabla. This would sound like... Indian instruments were designed to mimic sounds in nature, but technology is very much a part of nature. And so the beats you're hearing, I've created here in this program called Reason. And Reason has drum machines and samplers and loop players, and this is where the high-tech modern element comes in. The common element is rhythm, the thing that ties music from everywhere together. But, you know, my inspiration comes from the tabla. I draw from my knowledge and I apply it to making electronic beats. I went in late January of 2005 to Kabul, Afghanistan. To my surprise, I apparently was the first artist to come from outside of the country in about 20 years.
Sufala, please come. In honor of Sufala.
The tabla players there were followers of my guru's style. We had that common language immediately. One man knew Urdu and just like Hindi, so we could speak a little bit. But what we found was between me and the tabla player, we could just start speaking rhythms. It wasn't necessary to speak anything else.
Wow.
So I try to create sounds that are pleasing to my ear and to kind of have a surreal experience. That's what music can do. It's transport you and take you into this other world. So even if it's just me sitting in my studio, that's where I want it to take me.
Tabla player known as Sufala. We heard from her as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words. To hear how tabla music has evolved, you can visit NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.